It is playoff time.
Larson has the advantage. Here comes the 18. He puts the ball back.
16 drivers battle for NASCAR's ultimate prize, but only one will be called champion.
And there's the gap between one and two. Kyle Busch. And here comes Larson. Larson to the bottom of the track.
Under the lights of the nighttime sky on the beaches of Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Time to put your armor on. Tighten those seatbelts, because we're about to go three wide on the track.
Kurt Busch right up in front of the 42. Now he moves out of the way.
The Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 starts right now. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. What's good, everybody? Eddie Greer III, host of this NASCAR podcast from the Midwest, Manhattan, Kansas. And we have entered Texas weekend, Friday night, November 2nd, 2018. And yes, tonight, I just mentioned it, it's Friday night, and we are doing our pick'em episode right now. Big deal, as usual, joins me here late on this Friday night. Well, we wouldn't say late, but it's almost a quarter to nine, and we're going to do our picks here. We're going to get into that here in just a moment, kind of recapping my picks from last week. Went on the board 5-3. Last week, that includes the Big 12, NFL, the three NFL games that I picked, and of course, the picked the winner of the Martinsville race last week. That was Joey Logano. So that's 5-3, and we got a lot to go through here on this pick'em edition of this podcast, where I'm gonna be going through the Big 12 games, picking those, and picking this week four games from the NFL. That includes the Falcons game going against the Redskins, and of course the Xfinity and Cup Series. I mentioned a triple header weekend this week on the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. We missed out on picking the truck race, so I gotta do a better job of getting that in before ahead of time. But yeah, while we're on here for a half hour or less than that this evening, we're giving you updates on the truck series playoff race as they're getting down to business down south in Fort Worth, Texas, where Xfinity in a Cup Series race will be held this weekend as well. Right now, we joined it, and we're going to watch a little bit of it while doing this, but the tablet not charged up, so another mistake there, so we'll have to live with that. It's all right. We're going to keep up with it on NASCAR.com, bring it to you. Of course, you guys will be listening to this probably be tomorrow, so yeah, you guys probably know who won this race by that time, but of course, the winner will get, if it's Johnny Sauter, then another opportunity for somebody else to get a ticket to Miami, but if it's not, then somebody else has an opportunity to win the race. And right now, where it's showing, right now, the guy who finished third last week at Martinsville, a non-playoff driver in the name of Myatt Snyder, getting it done right now out front. And he has been out front for 33 laps to this point, Big D. And we got Austin Hill up here in the second position. And then the first playoff driver you go to, Justin Haley, who's won stage one already tonight, is sitting in the third spot. Grant Emminger, a playoff contender, and Matt Crafton back in this top five. Thor Sport Racing trying to get them one of the trucks in to the final four. But right now, they're going to have to go through Myatt Snyder and Austin Hill up here in the 1-2-3. Excuse me, 1-2 spots, at least for the moment. They're under caution for the moment. Again, we don't have our tablet down here in the EG3 man cave here, so we're going to have to roll with that for a while. But soon as we're wrapped up with our Pick'em Texas episode, we're going to watch the remainder of this battle to see who will emerge victorious in Fort Worth to kick off this triple header weekend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time to get into our pick'ems here tonight. And we're going to start off with the Big 12 as usual. Last week, 2-1. Of course, there's only like, what, three games last week in the Big 12. Pick two, both of them were upsets. Upset City went down last week, and that included KU taking down TCU in the final moments of their game there. TCU fumbled the ball late. KU recovers it, and they pounced on it, and TCU, oh, by the way, K-State's opponent tomorrow afternoon, shaky, very, very shaky. Speaking of Kansas, we're sticking on that topic. In the morning games tomorrow, Iowa State and Kansas. Iowa State is ranked 24th in this one, 3-2 in conference play. Meanwhile, Kansas Jayhawks, 3-5, 1-4. And, oh, by the way, Kansas, Big D, won their first conference game in October in how many years? Like a trillion years, something like that. So Kansas gets a gift and passes all over it against TCU. And the first pick of the night, I gotta tell you, yes, KU's at home just like they were against TCU. TCU crumbling before our very eyes this season. All that talent up there, and they're going through some troubles right now. KU going against a juggernaut in Iowa State. Iowa State away from Ames, apparently. But, no, I'm not going to pick KU in this one. I'm going to roll with the Cyclones on this. They have a pretty good quarterback, and Matt Campbell knows how to find these random quarterbacks who turn out to be very, very talented. Put it on the board, Big D. Cyclones will beat KU tomorrow morning and hold serve. Other 11 o'clock game, Oklahoma State against Baylor. OSU knocking down Texas. That was my pick last week. And for those of you who did listen to that, it's on tape. Oklahoma State knocked off Texas last week in prime time, and they got to turn around and face Baylor on the road. Oklahoma State 2-3 in conference play, and so is Baylor. Baylor played Texas tough on the road, and now you look at Baylor. You really want to focus in on Oklahoma State here. Which team? Yes, you're going to get the team that, and for what? And this was the issue basically that I was having earlier with the music here earlier. So yeah, we're gonna have to kind of back off on that for a little bit. But back to Oklahoma State, Baylor tomorrow morning at Baylor. Oklahoma State laid a dud against us, K-State. K-State took care of Oklahoma the last time they're on the road. Oklahoma State's got talent, for sure of that. But Baylor, 4-4 and looking to make amends here. Which way I'm going to go? Here in this case, man, you know, college football is a weird, funny sport. And you're high. You're on the highest of highs. And the next week, you're the lowest of lows to this point. And I was rolling on Upset City. Well, for whatever reason, I'm going to pick the home team on this. And I'm going to go with the Baylor Bears to stun Oklahoma State tomorrow morning. Wow, yeah. Yeah, so put that, mark it down the board. For text week, I got Baylor on this one. I mean, Oklahoma State, they're talented on the offensive side of the ball, but Cornelius, and you don't know which quarterback you're going to get, and you're on the road as well. So I'm going to take the 4-4 Baylor team here to knock out the Cowboys coming off their big-time win at Texas. So they got that, and you turn to the afternoon games now. Ranked teams, we're going to start, yeah, we got ranked teams in this one. Number 13, West Virginia at number 17, Texas. Oh boy. Texas not happy at the end of the game last week in Stillwater. Tempers flaring. Coach Tom Herman pissed off. Walking out towards the field. Thought that Mike Gundy was going to start something. All that other, that hoopla and all that other stuff. Well, Texas back home against Dana Hogerson's juggernaut, Will Grier. Of course, again, not my cousin. like I want to say, like I always say on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast tonight, we are in the pick'em mode here. Texas race weekend. We got the truck series going on right now. We'll check in on that here after the Big 12 picks. Here's the story here, folks. West Virginia. Look at the records here for a moment here. West Virginia is sitting at 6-1 right now. 4-1 in conference play. And they're right there with Texas as well. So this is a big time game here for conference championship implications here on the line here. The winner of this game, Big D, will have inside track for sure to get themselves in the Big 12 title game. The loser is probably most likely going to be out of the picture. In this case, we had several of those in last week's college football games. And the last time West Virginia was on the road outside of Morgantown, they were out to lunch against Iowa State. And this is not a prime time. This is an afternoon game. Texas is going to be super motivated coming off that loss last week. Texas 6-2 right now. And I don't have the conference overall right now. We'll might as well get to that after we wrap up K-State TCU. But in this one, I can probably flip a coin on this one and pick who is going to. After picking against Texas last week, why not? I'm going to go Sam Ellinger and that team. That team showed a lot of character last week. This is a different Texas team that we have seen over the past 3 or 4 years. I'm gonna give it to the home team on this one. I just can't see, you know, Will Grier and that talented stud offense that they got. But the last time they're on the road, they really struggled to find their footing. Will Grier turned the football over like some 3 or 4 times or something like that. You can't afford to do that against this caliber team, especially a team that's come off a big-time loss on the road. I just can't see West Virginia going in there and lighting it up on the scoreboard against these guys. This Texas team is going to be ready to go. And even, their defense isn't that good either, but their heart is. In fact that they almost came back and made it a game anyway. They could have been blown out of the water at Stillwater last week, but they made Oklahoma State earn that victory that they earned last week. I think Texas gets them and gets the inside track back to the Big 12 Conference Championship game. Mark it down, Big D. We got Baylor, Texas. So two teams that I thought wouldn't be picking. Well, I'm picking them now. And the primetime game, the lone primetime game in this conference, Oklahoma, number 7 in the country, taking on Texas Tech. You're going to get some points up on the board here on this one. And I'm just going to shoot it straight from the hip here. Got Sooners on this one here. Yeah, Tech, they're 5-3 right now, sitting 3-2 in the conference play. And even though Oklahoma changed defensive coordinators and whatnot, yeah, they played a sorry-ass K-State team that did not show up to Norman last week, we'll get to that here in a minute. And Kyler Murray and that team and their running back Anderson declared for the NFL draft, even though he's been out for the whole year dealing with this injury. So there's that. But other than that, they're going to be some point scorer in this one. And I'm going to pick, they were lighting it up the last time they were in Stillwater. I think it was Patrick Mahomes against Baker Mayfield. And those two were lighting the defense's asses up in that one. What's the over-under on points, you ask? I'm going to take over 80 in this one. Yeah, Oklahoma, Texas, they score over 80 points. I'm going to go that direction as well. I think this is going to be high. And this Oklahoma improved defense that everybody's talking about is going to be tested tomorrow night. That is for sure. And now our game, of course, K-State 3-5, 1-4 in the conference play. This is the Phil Sorry Bowl right here. K-State and TCU identical records here. 3-5. Got a roll. And until they prove me something here, I'm going to flip the script here and not pick K-State here. Don't get me wrong, this is a winnable game for K-State. I just don't know. Even though with the backup quarterback for TCU, there's still some athletes over there on that TCU team right now. And I just don't know the psyche of this K-State team. You just don't know. They didn't show up to play last week. They have no quarterback. So, I'll just go against it here and go with the Horned Frogs in this one to really put the K-State season pretty much in doubt. They can still make a bowl game, but like I said earlier this week on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, folks, if you've been listening, if you have not listened to the episodes this week, definitely encourage you to go back, listen to the post-playoff reaction of Martinsville and the one we just posted last night of Tyler Reddick, our stage break featuring Tyler Reddick last night. Yeah, I'm gonna go against K-State here and pick TCU here in this case. So yeah, man, they gotta show me something. So I got a lot of room here on picks, so I can waste one here and go with TCU here in this case. K-State, they're gonna find a way to play with some pride. They don't do that tomorrow. I know injuries and all that's part of the game. They don't play with pride tomorrow. They're going to be running a stadium against a backup quarterback. TCU got them down. And now we move out of the conference. But while I pull up the Big 12 standings here, a couple of big games outside the conference, one including Penn State and Michigan State. Excuse me, not Michigan State, but Michigan. Tomorrow afternoon before the primetime game of Alabama LSU. And I can't recall who's on the road or not in this case, but this is a big, I think the Michigan's at home, I think, on this one. But a lot of confidence on that Michigan sideline, right, on that Michigan camp right now. And how well they're playing, obviously. They've rallied the horses, and they've beaten Wisconsin. They beat Michigan State, Penn State. They look a little bit up and down here this year, but they're still winning ball games here and there. And for what it is, I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go with Penn State. Wow. Yes, sir. I'm going to go with Penn State on this one. And I say they, even though Wolverines seem to be unbeatable at home, I'm going to go against Michigan here and pick Penn State to derail Michigan's opportunity of playing in the conference champ. Not only that, this is a lot of implications here in this football game. So I'm going around with that. Georgia-Kentucky play tomorrow afternoon. Here in this case, Georgia-Kentucky. This game right here is going to be very well decided. Would very well decide the SEC East. Kentucky, who would have thought that? Kentucky ranked 9th in the country. They already beat Florida earlier this year. They beat Missouri off a thrilling finish, something sort of to Logano and Truex last week. But Georgia, Kentucky, I don't think it's never been in the SEC title game in its existence, I don't believe. So there's a lot on the line for that team, and the door is open. And right now for Kentucky, but got to roll with the dogs here on this one. This is going to be a four-quarter game, though, no doubt. Jake Fromm and company going to have their hands full. But at the end of the day, the experience, Fromm and these guys, beating Florida last week, and now you got to go on the road to play they're going to be hyped up for this one. This is going to be a good game. I really believe that. Four-quarter game. I got dogs, man, going on the road and surviving. Keyword, surviving on the road, and they'll have their key back to the SEC title game on this game. And last but not least, on the college rundown sheet real quickly here, as time has flown by already here tonight on the Pick'em edition of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. We usually talk NASCAR here at each and every week. We're getting into that here with the Xfinity and Cup picks here. We're not going to have time to go through the starting lineup or where the playoff drivers are. So we're going to have to go through here with the NFL picks real quick. We'll just breeze by those here so we can have some time for that. But all Alabama, LSU, prime time. And I'm going to be one of those guys that does what everybody else does not. I'm going to go LSU. LSU. And you know the atmosphere, Big D. We have seen this time and time, year in, year out on big game situations. That crowd, Alabama, LSU, excuse me, this is going to be Tua. He's going to have his hands full, and everybody's saying he's not throwing an interception, which is pretty damn incredible. I'm going to go also against the grain and say he's going to throw his first pick tomorrow night. And not only that, LSU will hand Alabama its first loss and put them in the driver's seat for the SEC West. So a lot at stake tomorrow in college football. And I got LSU bull by the horns on this one. They're going to go in there and beat Alabama. Chris Ty, yeah, you can call me crazy or whatnot. But, hey, I'm just going to do what everybody else does not on this one. Just like Michigan, Penn State, I'm going to go LSU. So, again, Iowa State, Baylor, Texas, Oklahoma, TCU, Penn State, Georgia, LSU is the college rundown here. In the NFL side, we got some interesting games here, but I'm just going to run down the picks. Falcons and Redskins, I'm going to save that for after the fact. Rams, I thought I had another one up here. Yeah, so the afternoon game on Sunday, we're switching to the NFL real quick. San Diego Chargers, oh my goodness, hold up. Woo-hoo-hoo. Los Angeles Chargers, excuse me, against the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle has been charging as of late. Chargers are 5-2. This is inter-rivals going at it. And I'm going to take the road team, the Los Angeles Chargers, go in there and cool off Seattle on Sunday. Got that. The other big game, undefeated Rams taking on the Saints. And for what it is, yes, I know the Falcons, Saints in the same division. And the Rams are the only unbeaten team in the NFL. It tends not to last that long. But 8-0, the Los Angeles Rams, the other team in the mix right now. And I'm going to go with the Saints. Yeah, even though, yeah, we don't like the Saints here. When we play against them, it's a division rivalry. But, hey, like I said, I'm going against the grain here on this one. I got both. No, I don't. I don't have the Los Angeles Chargers and now the New Orleans Saints. Upset at home, Saints are at home in that Superdome. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be one of those atmospheres that Jared Goff up against the grain on this one. It's gonna be high scoring. They got Drew Brees on the other side of the coin. Packers, Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Give me the Patriots on that one, and of course, my Falcons take on Washington Redskins. And I really been put this on the back burner because of the run of Martin Truex Jr. trying to get back to Miami. And I'm going to stick with Atlanta here. I think coming off a bye, they shouldn't be like K-State, pulling the K-State and not showing up. That's a disgrace, especially coming off a bye. I know they got Adrian Peterson leading the league in rushing right now, and Alex Smith and their pro style offense and whatnot. But Atlanta, they got a shot here to get the 500 and at least get one of the key stars back, Deion Jones. I'm excited at least about that. Something positive is about to happen, especially if Falcons can pull off this game on the road in DC. Got the Falcons here on this case. So the Chargers, Saints, Patriots, Falcons on the NFL side. Now to the Xfinity series here. Thank you for tuning in to the Through Wire NASCAR podcast. EG3 here for a few more minutes here on this Friday night. Big D across the glass. Real quick, Xfinity on track tomorrow on NBCSN. And again, real quick, the conference real quick for the Big 12, of course, Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, each 4-1 in their respective conferences. All right, now to the Xfinity finally here. Last time, John Nemechek winning the race there in Kansas City, and which really set things up big time for this wide open race. Texas is going to go down tomorrow afternoon. Who do I got, Big D? We'll start off with the dark horse as soon as I get the practice board sheet up here real quick here. There's been a lot of activity around there, especially with drivers hitting the wall and stuff like that. My dark horse, just looking at the sheets here early on, I'm going to go, should you ride the wave here or not? Not, I don't know, but hey, I'm going to go with the 3 of Shane Lee as my dark horse for tomorrow. In this one, John Hunter Nemechek is in the field for this one. And for what it's worth, the win, I'm going to pick Elliott Sadler to win the race tomorrow afternoon at Texas. Elliott Sadler won the Cup, has won the Cup Series. This is his last opportunity, obviously because he's leaving, hanging it up at the end of the year. And Elliott Sadler is up by a point on Daniel Hemric. Daniel Hemric missed an opportunity to win Kansas. So somebody here is going to have to step up from the playoffs and get the job done. I think Elliott Sadler will get it done tomorrow. And finally, he's going to have to, one of these teams between Elliott Sadler and Daniel Hemric is going to have to win something. I mean, something's got to give here. I mean, you're going to have to win the race to win the championship, and you're going to have to win to punch your ticket to Miami. I think Elliott Sadler gets off snide and gets it done tomorrow. So we got Elliott Sadler, Big D, picking him to win the race tomorrow. And we'll keep an eye on our dark horse. We picked him a couple times this year. I really like this Shane Lee from RCR. He's done a really good job, fantastic job this year. And he finished, if I'm not mistaken, in the top 5 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure he did. But anyway, Sadler to win tomorrow. And now Cup finished their qualifying a couple hours ago. And Ryan Blaney, not a playoff driver, will start P1 in this one. And beside him, playoff driver Clint Bowyer, who obviously will need to win if he's going to get in the Final 4 in a couple weeks in Miami. And the other guy, Kevin Harvick, he starts 3rd. Just run down real quick the playoff drivers where they started. Almirola starting 4th in this one. Kurt Busch, 7th, Logano's already punched a ticket. 8th, Kyle Busch starting in the 10th position. Martin Truex Jr. starts 13th. Chase Elliott is going to have work to do. He and Truex both 16th. That's where the round of 8 drivers are going to start. My dark horse in this one, I'm going to leave it to the pole setter, Ryan Blaney. In this one, Ryan Blaney won earlier this year at Texas, but in the Xfinity Series, in this one, Blaney, a non-driver, to win this one. And I said earlier, before the round of 8 started, that I think somebody outside the playoffs is going to win a race that's not in the part of the playoffs, even though I want Ryan Blaney as the dark horse on this one, not knowing what's going to happen in the second and third practice. My Ridge is going to go cold on this one. And my pick for tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, I was going to pick the homie pick here, but I'm not right now. I'm going to be just like the K-State TCU game. I'm going to go against the grain on this one. And yeah, these Fords, man, they have been smoking fast throughout the year. Obviously, Stuart Haas racing the talk of the town. Almirola saying we need to go out here and win it here. And I'm just going to everything's bigger in Texas. I'm going to go wild and crazy here. I'm going to go non-playoff driver here, actually, for that matter. I'm going to stick with my guns and go non-playoff driver. And we're sticking within the Penske camp. That in the person of Brad Keselowski. Yeah, that's a huge shocker. Yeah, everybody's picking Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch to win this race. I'm going to flip the script and go stick with Penske. Penske goes back-to-back in a round of eight with the playoff driver. And Brad Keselowski, who was on the heels of Joey Logano, couldn't get it done. Keselowski with the upset. And he will win at Texas. Yeah, that's a long shot, to be honest, compared to Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch. But, hey, anything can happen here. So, we'll see what happens there on this weekend. Sadler, Lee, Blaney, my dark horse, and sticking with the Penske theme of Brad Keselowski, Big D. We're quickly running out of time, and we just got in our picks for this weekend. We will let you know the results on post-race reaction of Texas next week. So, looking forward to that. And our Friday night will continue. And Big D, let's wrap this thing up. But we're real quick here. You can follow me at 3Wide_Fast80. And, of course, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know where it is. Stitcher, Google Play. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. That's a wrap for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast this week. Thank you, Big D, for what you've been doing. And thank you guys for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Texas, here we come. Will we hand out another playoff ticket or will a non-playoff driver succeed? Find out this weekend.
NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Be sure to stay tuned for next episode. Who's moving on and who will be left out? Catch us next time going 3 Wide.